This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Radio review here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to focus on the charts. The News Talk Radio world waits every week with bated breath for us to come up with this list. Actually, I shouldn't take credit for it. I just talk about it because folks at Talkers Magazine do the work. They do the surveying of all the talk radio stations and hosts and programs around the country to come up with this list. And the chart for this week, the week of February the 3rd to the 7th, is chock-a-block full of things. It's easy to look back at the week and say, oh, this is a pretty interesting week. But in fact, this was a pretty interesting week. At number 10 on the countdown list, Harvey Weinstein's trial, et cetera, et cetera. The wars that we're in, the general consortium of focus on all the wars we've been in, the fact that we've only been at peace for 16 years has come out in lots of discussion. 16 years since the founding of our country. That's number 9. The weather and climate change, that sort of thing, really wild weather in the Midwest. Actually, all over the place. Florida, those of you listening in Florida, I'll bring John Harper in on that one from WMEL. The weather there is really unbelievable this week. Number 7, immigration reform, all that sort of thing. Limbaugh and his diagnosis and the Medal of Freedom that he got at the president's speech this week. Number 6. At number 5, the Chinese situation. I guess 5 and 4 go together because the number 4 issue this week is the coronavirus. Number 3, the impeachment trial and the results thereof are there too. State of the Union address number 2 and the voting irregularities or whatever the hell happened. Whatever happened in Iowa, that's number 1 as it ought to be. On the people list, Kirk Douglas, number 10, he passed away this week. A lot of people paying tribute to him on good conversation programs. Harvey Weinstein at number 9, Limbaugh at 8, Mitch McConnell at number 7, Adam Schiff at 6, Michael Bloomberg at 5. The other candidates are 4 and 3. I don't have to go through. You all know who they are. Nancy Pelosi is 2. Donald Trump is number 1. All right, so John Harper is here from WMEL on the Space Coast. Victoria Jones is with us from the D.C. Radio Company. John, let's start with you and the focus on the weather down there. I hear from my friends in Florida that it's like they don't even know what's next. Is that true?
Well, I don't know about that, Doug, but as your friends in New England would say, it was pretty wicked. I actually drove through it from the west coast of Florida, from Sarasota over here to the Space Coast in Cocoa Beach early this morning, and it was brutal. The rain, the wind a couple of times, and I've got a fairly large SUV. It was really rocking and rolling, and it was a rough scene. We went from a high to yesterday, almost a record high of 89 degrees, and today I don't even think we're going to get out of the 60s. So that's pretty extreme for Florida.
Yep.
You know, and even though other people would say, well, give me the 60s, I'll take that any day. But
yeah,
for us in Florida.
Yeah. But if you go back to your friends or my friends in New England, they'd say that was wicked cool if it was 60. When I'm here in California, and when everybody talks to me every day, I get calls from the East Coast from the farm and stuff, and they'll say, what's the temperature there? Yesterday it was 73, I think, here. It's been pretty pleasant,
wow,
actually, so far. But the thing that happens, though, is that we see these, what the news media would make into anomalies that in my mind aren't really. You have wild weather in Florida every spring. It's early. It's not quite spring yet. But do you think we can hang our hat on climate change for the weather that you're experiencing right now or the weather that's being experienced up the coast there's a big storm blowing through. The news media makes it sound like a big storm. In New England, the predictions have been four or five times big snow. They haven't had a big snow yet. So I just, you know, what's the rap on it? How much conversation is devoted to just the weather, or does somebody always try to put a tag on it and connect it to climate change?
Oh, and it's always the seems like the favorite topic of discussion, even over politics. But at the same time, in many respects, Doug, when you look back over the years, it's just the typical pattern of weather this time of the year, always unpredictable. Some years it's worse than others. So far this year, up until this morning, early morning, like at midnight and 1 a.m., we've had a very, very mild winter, if you want to call it that. I can count on, I think, four fingers the number of days that our temperature has not at least reached 65 degrees.
Right.
So it's typical for this time of the year. It's pleasant, and especially when we get into spring training baseball, it's always delightful.
Right.
So,
which, by the way, is next week. The pitchers and catchers show up next week, right?
That's right, yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. The spring can be only right around the corner. All right, so let's move from where John is down in Florida to where Victoria is in the nation's capital. The D.C. radio company is located in Washington. So have you had any weather? Do you want to spend a minute on this, or you want to jump into something else? I'm happy to know what the weather is like this weekend in Washington, if it's any different than it has been. We haven't had any snow. There must have been anything there.
No, it's going to be a very windy this weekend. As we speak, it is pitch black. Mm-hmm. Where I'm talking, it is pitch black, and it is so rainy that it is coming down in sheets.
Buckets. Right. Yeah. So you should feel right at home because your native England rains all the time.
No.
Although they have thunderstorms.
Lovely soft rain
soft
in England.
Rain, yes. Right.
Soft.
That's very true.
Soft.
Yes. All right. Speaking of soft, and because you're there in the nation's capital, because most of the focus, the three major stories are about the impeachment, State of the Union, and the voting in the presidential race, all of which have Washington buzzing. Of those three, Victoria, which one has occupied the most space when you've been talking on radio programs around the country so far this week?
You mean in the presidential race?
No, I mean if the three stories, three impeachment, two State of the Union, one presidential race, which of those three have occupied most of your time when you've been talking to people doing your interviews on stations?
Oh, I would say that the Iowa debacle, to a great extent, has been getting a tremendous amount of traction because there's so many ramifications. It's like this is because the Democrats are divided anyway, and if they can't get their act together, certainly President Trump is going to romp home. And it's like, okay, so, you know, they've got hanging apps. And then, you know, then apparently the rules for counting the votes are so complicated that nobody understands them, despite the fact that you stand up in living rooms in Iowa and wave your hand in the air and call to Fred across the room and Jane across the room, come over and join our family so everybody knows what's going on, but nobody understands how to count the votes. And then it's so complicated. So they got at least 100 precincts wrong, according to the reporting. And then Tom Perez, the Democratic chair, calls for re-canvassing. And then Iowa says, well, we're not sure we're going to do that. Thank you very much. Yeah. So it's just a complete mess.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the focus on the candidate who's becoming the 800-pound gorilla, and nobody wanted to acknowledge this except maybe me and a few other people. Look out
me?
For Bloomberg. Yeah. Well, Bloomberg is very much on the scene. I was wondering, John, how Bloomberg is playing in Florida. I would think there'd be a pretty warm audience for him down there. What are you experiencing? Did we lose John? All right, hold on a second. Let's do a couple of things. It's 15 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review. A smile is worth a lot. What did they say? A smile is worth 1,000 words. Isn't that the expression? So if you want to make a lasting impression on somebody for Valentine's Day, maybe you try the advice I've been giving people for 8 years about using a fabulous product called Power Swabs to clean and brighten your teeth, brighten your smile, whiten it in 5 minutes with the all-natural way that is a formula exclusive to Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system on the planet. All you got to do is swab your teeth and go. Take the little tube when you get it, snap it open, take the Q-tip, rub your teeth, and in 5 minutes you'll see two shades brighter, and just keep doing that every 4 or 5 days, and you'll be amazed over a month or two at how much more wonderful your teeth look. Plus, there is an ingredient in Power Swabs that helps to rehydrate your enamel. So if you got sensitive teeth, you've tried a lot of other systems, and you haven't done what you wanted to do, you haven't gotten done the task of whitening your teeth the way you want to, got coffee stains, you got wine stains, tea stains, whatever, Power Swabs is the answer. Super fast, super easy to use, hygienist approved, great results in 5 minutes, and after a few days you'll have a brand new smile. So get on to the horn, 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code, and you will be able to buy this at 40% off, plus take another $10 off, plus you get free shipping. Pretty good deal. Power Swabs today, where the results are fantastic. That's what you want. You want the results. You got nothing to lose because it's a guaranteed product. You don't like it, 30 days, send it back, and get your money back. 800-208-1797. Get the best smile the easy way. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797 for Valentine's Day.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I get benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, I'd say, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
It's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Jones and I, along with John Harper and Rich McFadden on the Talk Radio Review. The Harvey Weinstein trial, there is much to be said. I don't know if you can encapsulate it quickly, Victoria, as to what people are... I mean, it's so obvious what's going on. I don't even know why there's any conversation about it, frankly.
Because it's revolting.
Yeah. That's very subtle. It is revolting, but we've heard the stories 900 jillion times. Throw the guy in jail and throw away the key. What's the big deal?
Well, we haven't really heard the stories because we haven't heard the testimony of his victims who are being re-victimized naturally, because that's what happens, by his defense lawyers. He has excellent defense lawyers who are really being vicious to these women, and we're hearing the reporting on them. And many people are sort of learning for the first time a great deal about sexual assault victims and how they, you know, respond, how they behave and things like this. But we're also learning a great deal about the alleged horror of the alleged monstrosity of this man.
Oh, come on. Everybody knows the pimples on his back, what his private parts look like.
No!
Everybody knows he's a monster. 21 past the hour here in the Talk Radio Review.
Hi. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
All right, continuing on now with our weekly overview of the world of News Talk Radio with some of the best, the brightest lights in the biz, if you will. John Harper with us from WMEL. Rich McFadden at the main headquarters, our originating network is Radio America. Victoria Jones is in with us from also another Washington-based outfit, the DC Radio Company. So I'm going to go back to you because I asked a question and we didn't technically hear the answer, John, about how Bloomberg is going over in Florida at this point as things sort of race to a different league, a different channel, as far as the Democrats are concerned, the people who are going to actually vote, not the people that are gas bags that are at the top trying to control everything and keep Bernie Sanders out. But what are the real people on the street saying about Bloomberg in Florida?
Well, it's kind of interesting, Doug, in the fact that Bloomberg in the past week here in Florida seems to be catching some traction and, or at least the interest of would-be voters toward him. A lot of people here in Florida, even though Sanders has a good base of popularity, a lot of people are concerned about Sanders and his political persuasion. A lot of people are concerned about Joe Biden. Buttigieg, he is a non-entity here in Florida. People do not like him at all. So the mayor from New York looks like he is gaining some traction, and people are curious to want to know more about him.
Yeah, okay. So that's, I guess, a good sign, because it's nice to have some people. Maybe we learned something new about, you know, a lot of people in the country don't know that much about him. So that's a good thing,
right,
in the sense that you learn something and it makes it a little bit more interesting. At least I think it does, and I hope other people do as well. The situation with the virus and what's going on there, man, this is a story and a half. Not that it really is something to worry about. I guess it is something to worry about in the sense that we don't want to get it. But when you compare the stats, and that's all I've done this week, the factual versus the innuendo, coronavirus, bad in China, is going to spread here, remains to be seen. Is it very contagious? Yes. But when you consider how many people have died from this so far?
Over 600 is 600. The official number, but yeah. But we need to bear in mind that in China they're burying people very quickly and not always with autopsies, right. And we can't trust the numbers that the Chinese Communist Party is putting out.
I can't trust the Chinese for anything. The doctor who sounded the alarm was found dead. Supposedly he had the virus, but he was in a government hospital. I'm thinking they did an Epstein on him. He wasn't. They don't want him talking.
He already talked. He talked in December.
Yeah, this was payback. See you later. You can't trust the Chinese. You cannot trust the Chinese. Meanwhile, so far this year, as of yesterday, over 10,000 people have died in America of the regular, standard, ordinary issue virus called the flu. So we get all the attention. It's good to have the attention, good to know what's going on, good to protect yourself and all of that. But come on, in the light of eternity, the numbers last year, I think 72 or 74,000 people died in our country of the flu. Older people, immune system compromised, younger people, immune system compromised, and anybody who's going to die from this, whether it's over in China or whether it's anyplace else, is going to die because they have a weak immune system. Now, this is affecting a lot of things, like even the plans for the Olympics and who's going to be able to, if they don't get a hold of this thing, you can be sure China has shut itself down. And if you don't believe it, try to find a new Nissan in another month because they shut the plants down because they can't get the parts out of China for that. And I'm thinking most of the other car companies are going to have the same problem because they get a lot of their parts from China. Right? I mean, think about it. Of all of the little tinkering things that go into a car, how many of them we become dependent on China, and now that dependency is coming to roost. We'll talk more about that in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Review.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. APR 4.23%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two more planes carrying Americans from China are arriving back in the United States. They'll stop at Travis Air Force Base in California, where they will be screened for the coronavirus. Dr. Jennifer McQuiston with the CDC.
While under quarantine, each passenger will have symptom checks multiple times a day. And if anyone is found ill, they're going to be immediately transported to a local hospital for isolation with conditions that will help prevent spread.
There are now 61 cases of the virus aboard a cruise ship off Japan. The death toll from the virus is now 636. President Trump's lawyers want to put the brakes on a lawsuit filed by an advice columnist who's accused him of raping her in the 1990s and is now seeking DNA as possible evidence. They argued that E. Jean Carroll's defamation suit is extensive and burdensome. This is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have seven galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Back for the second half hour of our talk radio review here. I'm Doug Steffen along with Rich McFadden, who's the ops guy at, that's two inside, the operations director at Radio America. John Harper is here from WMEL in Florida. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. As we haven't heard from Rich yet, I'm going to go to him first with sort of an overview of how you're running a politically based network that has hosts on it that are not necessarily like me. I'm not sure.
There's nobody like you.
So
that's a statement.
Chad Benson and I don't know why I have this thing about
Dana Lash's name.
Lash, exactly. So the typical right wing radio host took off after Romney like a shot after the impeachment, and I wonder how Dana and Chad handled the Romney thing, because he's getting a lot of love from the Dems, and some people don't like him because, in case you didn't hear, he voted against one of the articles of impeachment,
right.
That is to convict Trump on one of the articles. So how did they handle it versus like Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin and Sean and that bunch.
That's interesting that you put Ben Shapiro in the same category as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity.
I think he's every bit in that category. He's very
He's as conservative.
Yeah.
Chad's a little bit more centered or open than maybe Dana would be. So Dana's your little bit more typical conversation, but she's going to be a lot more entertaining and fun and have fun with it. I don't know how much fun you can have with the Mitt Romney thing, but, you know.
Not too much. But,
yeah. But I can imagine that both of them were riding him to an extent.
Good point. He was the talk of the town because he was the only Republican to vote to convict Trump on one of the articles. So that's what made it a focus, at least for a little while, anyway.
Yeah, just.
Get it over. Come on. Imagine if
but he does
dumb
it
enough
because
to try this again. If the Democrats,
if Schiff would try to, and they will
beat him on something else.
They will wait for Bolton to come out, for his book to come out. He said he's not going to talk until his book comes out. When his book comes out, they will try to question him. This will not end. They need to bruise him all the way up to the election. They think that they are making him look bad because of all of this. And even if they don't win, he's unelectable if he's confronted with all of this garbage.
Yeah.
And what they really are doing is just ensuring that his base and, you know, the middle here is what everybody's fighting for. I can't imagine what Nancy Pelosi did during the State of the Union speech, ripping that speech up, helped her ingratiate herself to the middle, to the center.
No, I think she embarrassed a lot of people.
I can't see where that's going to help them.
It probably doesn't help them very much. All right, so I won't go into you. The interesting thing is how Elizabeth Warren is and Joe Biden, big time, losing steam. It seems to be, if I were, and I am, I've said this
I
before.
I don't know about that. He wasn't expected to do really well in Iowa anyway.
But he doesn't have any money anymore, Richie. He's out of money.
I would wait till South Carolina or Nevada before you throw.
Oh, he'll probably win
for Joe.
Some of that stuff there. He'll win, but that doesn't mean he's going to get enough money to beat the likes of Bloomberg, who's spending millions, tens of millions. Those of us in the radio and on the television are going to benefit from that because he's spending, and he's really, it's been very effective. Very effective.
Let me tell you, I don't know that all of this matters as much. I can't imagine that the Iowa caucus debacle helped the Democrats. I saw a video yesterday from one of the cable networks or one of the, it was the Hill TV. And the Democrat host was saying the Democrats have done more to ruin American elections than Russia ever could.
Mm-hmm.
And because of what a debacle and the mistrust that this thing was a mess. Why didn't they have this app vetted? Why didn't this app run through the Android and the Apple stores where it gets vetted better? Why did they run it through a third-party app store where the security is? I don't get common sense.
And plus the fact that Pete Buttigieg is an investor in the company, there's a lot of skullduggery, I think. The Democrats don't want Bernie, and they're screwing around behind the scenes.
They don't understand. This is why guys like this is why Bernie and Donald Trump are so popular.
Mm-hmm.
Is because of things like this.
Well, they don't
because
see
of Bernie.
Big picture. They see their own insular world, and their world is to get somebody not like Bernie, but somebody in the middle to run and win. And that's they're not on the right road. Let me ask you. I want to spend some time here on Rush Limbaugh because I think there was the usual hate stuff that comes out of social media and the people that don't like him. And what I explained on the air is what obviously I believe to be the truth because I know Limbaugh. I don't know him as well now as I used to. But I will tell you that from my perspective, the reason he deserves the Medal of Freedom has really nothing to do with what he does on the air now. It has to do with what he did, whether knowingly or not, when it came to his presence on a lot of weak AM stations that were going nowhere in the 80s. They were ready because FM music stations had taken over. The AM band was floundering trying to find something. They were doing some, there was some good talk around in the 80s, but it didn't grab you by you know what. And Limbaugh came along, and all of a sudden people say, wow, what's this guy doing? And how is he doing it? And what's the, you know. And so with that, he started in August of 1988 with 46 stations that were left over from the old Daynet. Maybe I'm in the weeds too much, but he then built on that out of a studio in New York at WABC, and it went to the point where at one point he had 634 affiliates, I think, if I remember the stats. He's in about the 500 range right now, and still the most influential of all, or well, he and Sean maybe at
the
Talkers magazine says it's between the two of them. But the fact that he got it because he saved AM radio, I think that that's a noteworthy accomplishment, having nothing to do with the content of his program.
I would say that he created a town hall in this country that to the likes that we've never seen.
Right.
He created.
There's obviously a need for it, otherwise it wouldn't, nobody would have responded to it.
He created an open conversation before the internet that we could have never imagined before. It's amazing the what he was able to do. And
the old rush rooms and stuff that he, it was entertaining, all that good stuff. All right, I want to have John's point of view on this and Victoria as well. John, go ahead. What was your reaction when Limbaugh? Well, first of all, everybody reacted because he told people on the air at the end of his show on Monday that he had stage 4 lung cancer, which is, no matter how cryptic you want to look at it, boys and girls, this is not going to be, this doesn't end well for people who have that. So anyway, having said that, what do you sense, what do you hear, Doug?
The first thing I thought, Doug and everybody, was the fact that I hope Rush can be as successful at trying to beat lung cancer as Alex Trebek is in winning his battle against his form of cancer. I hope Rush has that same type of success. So I hold out a great deal of hope. Whether you like him or not with his politics, I hope nobody wishes him anything ill.
Well, but you see the stuff on the social media has wished a lot of hate. Yeah. Hate. It's just
that's
awful.
Terrible.
John, can I interject one thing there? If Rush is able to beat this, do you think the conversation will go to it's because he's rich and has the best health care available to him?
Yeah, of course.
And it's not fair, and everybody should have that health care. I can see where this is going. It's going to turn into the health care debate.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, at least that's a healthy debate. Victoria, what do you hear? What do you sense? What are you thinking about this? You were in Washington. You watched what happened on Tuesday night when Mrs. Trump gave him the medal and his reaction to it, et cetera. So what's your sense of the reality?
Well, I mean, I thought it was really nice for him to be able to receive that. My main thoughts were still about his diagnosis and how very, very serious that is the tragedy of that for him. And for anybody who is his loved one, because this is a really, really, really tough thing to deal with. And I just feel so much empathy and sympathy for him, because any type of cancer is hard. But when you speak for a living, lung cancer, that is just such a tough diagnosis. And I think this
he's a tough cookie. When he got that ear problem.
It doesn't matter. This is hard. This is hard, and this is very, very sad.
You know what? I don't have the positive outlook.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, don't count him out. Have the positive outlook.
I'm not speaking to you.
It's just there's a conversation that's going on. This is bad. They're making plans already. And
the crude reality behind the scenes. They are making plans.
Rishi, you're right. You're right. Yeah. Doug, one further word. I totally agree on how he turned around the AM part of our industry and made a huge difference. And to this day, I mean, there are many stations. Mine was, you know,
I was going to say, weren't you one of the first to sign on? It seems to me you were.
I sure was.
Yeah.
I sure was. And
like you were one of the first to sign on with me.
That's right.
That's right, absolutely.
So, hey, a great daily double there. But it made a big difference in propelling my station into the ranks of one to be reckoned with almost overnight.
Yeah, right. Sure did. All right, so that's the Limbaugh reality. We continue with a few more comments here with our trio of talk radio experts on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with a question about your credit, or maybe more specifically, your credit card bills. Are they stressing you out? If you're feeling today when you get, oh, my God, I'm worried about this bill and that bill, call the credit card debt hotline for some free advice on what to do to reduce your payments. 800-560-6760. I can just hear people picking the phone. You know what? That sounds like a good idea. Let me talk to them. It is a good idea. The credit card debt hotline, line available now, 800-560-6760. Call now for that advice on how to reduce your payments. Get on the horn. Get at it. Satisfy your need to rest and not be stressed out. 800-560-6760 for the credit card debt hotline.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. You know, one of the things that's also obvious, and we'll cap the Rush conversation with this, he accomplished what he did because the FCC repealed the Fairness Doctrine. Prior to 1987, if I remember correctly, the FCC required all radio stations that were doing conversation radio to have what was called the equal time rule. You had one person on that had a point of view politically, then you had to have somebody else on to have that point of view discussed and a retort or whatever it is. When that rule went away, it opened the door for guys like Rush. I don't think a lot of people remember that, so something also.
That's a very good point.
Yeah. All right. So the final moments here, a State of the Union address. Victoria, did you watch it? Did you listen to it? What was the takeaway?
I think the takeaway was that President Trump feels extremely freed to say and do whatever he wishes now. And this, of course, was before the acquittal. Now, some people might say he already did, but I think he feels completely unleashed.
Mm-hmm. All right, John, what's your takeaway from the State of the Union address?
I think Victoria is correct on that. I did not see it, but I heard people thought it was a brilliant speech. They thought it was well orchestrated, and it was a job well done. The way he presented people, gave away awards, whatever, but they thought overall it was an excellent speech. That's what I'm hearing.
Game well done also on your part. Thank you, John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida, and also Victoria Jones with us from the D.C. Radio Company. Appreciate you being here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way.
There's a theme. I bet you there isn't, well, maybe there are three people among the listeners who know who's singing the song, the theme from Blazing Saddles. He actually had a great career in the 50s and 60s, and he did a lot of themes for Westerns, because that was the time when Westerns were the big deal, right, Chucker?
That is correct.
Yes, so you want to tell us who that is?
Yeah, well, this day in movie history, February 7th, 1974, Mel Brooks, Blazing Saddles, blazed into theaters, and it became a big hit that year. Mel Brooks also would do Young Frankenstein Sr., so he legitimately released or produced, directed two classic films, Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein, in one year. This, I guess, we said this before, Doug, on the show, this would be the true definition of politically incorrect, but what a great movie. I don't think it could be made now, to be honest. I just don't think. I remember doing a revival of it about 3 years ago, and seeing the reaction of people who never seen it before on the big screen. I think you were somewhat perplexed by how blunt the humor is, but That's the point of what he's trying to do. He's trying
Tavon Little
on the ridiculous
and Gene system. Wilder and some of these other characters that were just amazing. By the way, I didn't mention the fellow who was singing the theme is Frankie Lane.
Okay.
Tons of hits from that era. I'm sorry. I did all that talking about him. And I'm assuming everybody, I said nobody knows who it is. And then I didn't tell you who it was. So that's Frankie Lane with a theme from Blazing Saddles. Yeah, I don't think you can make that movie today. What a shame.
Yeah, and I'll tell you the difference between movies released now and then. Like, give an example. Birds of Prey hits theaters today. Probably going to open on like 4,400 screens around the country. Blazing Saddles probably open on a couple hundred. And then maybe expanded up to 500, 600, maybe 700. That would be tops. That would be pushing it. So many more theaters, so many more screens. Opening weekend is everything for studios. And movie like Blazing Saddles probably played for an entire year in
movie
theaters.
I'm just looking at some of the theaters here in Los Angeles that are running this on the hour. Starts at 10 o'clock, 10:45, 10. Wait a minute, there's three. Different screens playing it at the same time. One at 10, one at 10:45, one at 11, and then there's 11:30. It's just every hour they're playing this thing. And I think it's. I saw the trailer for it several times, and it just didn't appeal to me at all. I'm not the one that they want to come see it, but it is interesting that under the circumstances, you can't make a movie like Blazing Saddle because it's politically incorrect, but you can make a movie like Birds of Prey, which is violent and obnoxious and just plain vile, from what I can see of it. And Gretel and Hansel, the same thing. I mean, look at the movies that are around today. And think about the political correctness of what you were saying regarding because of the jokes or whatever. And then look at the value of the movies that are around today versus the value, the sheer entertainment value. What is entertaining about watching somebody use a machine gun to cut people in half versus some of the humor that came from a place like you know, it's like Underwater. The monster comes out and eats everybody up. Okay, what's entertaining about that? I don't see, you know, just, oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, you got to have a little diversity in your movie going, no?
Yeah, I do have diversity. My,
so you don't like, right. You don't like movie like Aliens with Sigourney Weaver. That's a masterpiece.
Yeah, you like that, and I understand that for people who are really interested in it. You know, it's just the Birds of Prey. Who else is in that now?
Margot Robbie plays Harley Quinn, and she's, like I said on the show a few times, she's, I think, going to be the next, well, she is already the next Michelle Pfeiffer of this generation. She's going to have a very long career. She's very appealing. Screen loves her. She's a good actress. She's currently in the movie Bombshell. Got a best supporting actress nomination. This is a she's playing Harley Quinn, which is a
Batman character in
the Gotham City universe. Once upon a time in Hollywood. Yeah.
So the movie that I want to see if I have time this weekend is The Rhythm Section. I know that hasn't gotten a lot of hoopla, but that's the kind of movie, kind of intriguing, kind of interesting story. I don't know that much about Blake Lively. I've seen her around. Jude Law is certainly prominent, so. That's something I'd go to see if I have time. All right, Chucker, you're a good man.
I did not see it, I'm muddy head. Thank you, Doug. I appreciate it.
You should go see it. All right. Chuck Curry is here with us on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.